We are on Daf Kuf Aleph Amid Beis. We are in the middle of Tesvis. I'd like to continue the Tesvis. We are four lines from the second Tesvis, Rayin in Miskabeses, four lines when the lines start getting wide. Va'oit Koshin. That's what we are after. We had Tosfos brought down a Tosefta. The Tosefta says that a beged that was Beilei Adam. So how do you know if you have enough dam? There's a revius dam that could be taken out of the beged. You have a revius dam ba'en. But the Tosefta said, just let's see the Lashon of Tosefta again. It said it as follows. Revius dam shenivlo biksus, keitzad misharin oisa. How do we know if we still have a revius dam? Maybe mayim bemide. He takes a certain amount of mayim. For example, let's say he takes 5 reviusin of mayim. Umechabes bo, and he washes out this beged. So now he washed out the dam and this beged with 5 revisin of mayim. Umevi mayim acherim. And now he brings other water. V'noisein l'soichon revius dam. And he brings other water. Means l'cherim brings other water of 5. He brings other water. Im hoyu marein shovet meim, vim lav tohire. So Mameli brings the same amount of water, that means 5 ounces of water, and he pours the revius dam in the 5 ounces of water, and then we compare the colors of the two mayims, the mayim that he was mechabes the revius dam, and the mayim that he added, the mayim that he added a revius dam. If they have the same color, so we see that he was able to squeeze out from the beged a revius dam. And if it's lighter, so you see he was not capable of squeezing out a revius dam. So now let's go. That's what it says in the Tosefta. Va'oit kosher, the may tzorich limedidas mayim harishayin. Why do you have to measure how much water the mayim rishonim was, with that water, he washed the beged. The may tzorich lemdidas mayim rishonim. Why do you have to know? He used 5 revisin, and I'll take again 5 revisin, and the letter revis dam, and I'll see if the colors match. The may tzorich lemdidas mayim rishonim, beloy medidas mayim rishonim, yochel hu ledas im yesh revis dam, without knowing how much water he used, I can figure out im yesh revius dam b'meshe yotzei de kibus sheyischoid l'soich keli kol ma sheyotzei minaksus. Now I don't know how much water I used to wash. It could be 5 revius and 6 revius. It's irrelevant. I don't know. I didn't measure it at all. Now I took mayim. And I washed the ksus. And now I squeeze out from the ksus 5 ounces of water. There's water left over in the ksus. But there's dam left over in the ksus. But al kaponim, now, I don't know how much water I was washing with, but now I squeezed out 5 revisin of mash. That means 5 revius in a mashke means it's bloody water, and that's what I squeezed out. V'yimdait kama yesh bein mayim ledam. Now, so let's measure the mashke that he squeezed out from the ksus. How much mashke is there bein mayim ledam? So let us say there's 5 revius. There's dam there. There's mayim there. Fine. V'yavi revius dam me'alme. let him bring now a revius dam me alme. V'yosef olav mayim at shehei bein mayim bein dam kishim mayim v'dam sheyotzu min exos. Now let him take a revius of dam and let him pour now the first keli I have is 5 revius in. So now let him take a revius dam. Let him add another 4 revius in of mayim. So now the second keli, when I have 5 revius in, I know a revius and 1 revius is dam. I know the exact color that it's supposed to look like. It's supposed to look like, that's how it's supposed to look like. Ve'im mareim shove temeim. And if the mare is shove, that means if the 5 revius in the first keli, and there's now, there's 5 revius in the second keli, and the mareim shove is temeim. So it's temeim. Because I know, the second keli that has 5 revius and has 1 revius dam in it. So if the first revius, the mayim in the first keli looks like this, it's zicha tamei. So why do I have to know how much water was used to wash the beged? It's irrelevant. If I'll have now 5 revius in and it looks like 4 revius of mayim and 1 revius of dam, so I'll know clearly that I extracted a revius of dam from the beged, and it's tameh. So the Orech Laner, Mesechtes Nida, asks Amir de Kekashe, he says he does not begin to understand Tosfos Kashe. It says as follows. It says there's 2 halachas over here. And according to Taisus, it means like this. If the dam, the mei hakibus, which is a taruvis of mayim and dam, if it looks, v'yaitzman erviyiz dam means it looks like another keli with 4 revius in mayim and 1 revius dam. It's tmeya. That's good. That's gevaldik. But it says like this, v'im lav. But what is, if it does not look the same, tahira, then it's toya. So, frektal chaner, this cheshbon is, why should it be toya? For example, let us say that the first that he washed the beged, not with 4 revi'isim of mayim, he washed the beged with 8 revi'isim of mayim. He washed the beged with 8 revi'isim of mayim, and that's what he washed. He's able to squeeze out from the beged, there's still water in the beged, there's dam in the beged, he's able to squeeze out a mixture with 5 revi'isim. But the tchilas hakvisa was with 8 revi'isim of mayim. No, so we have to understand, so the dam of the kibbutz was ichar more diluted than the second keli. The second keli, I looked at the first keli, I said, well, there's 5 revi'isim in here, and which there's a mixture of dam and mayim, and I take a second keli, and I take 4 revi'isim of mayim, and 1 revius of dam, and I say, well, if it looks like this, it's tummy. That's 100% true. But it says, if it doesn't look like this, it's toyer. But right, you have to say that it's toyer. Could be it's also tummy. Could be that it's lighter because the kibbutz was made with much more water, so the dam is diluted much more. Could be you have a revius dam that's yoytze. That was yoytze. But it doesn't have the same color because much more mayim was used to make this kibbutz. You can't start judging from the mayim that went out, since lamaisa there's still mayim in the beged, and all the mayim together diluted the color of the dam. So he says he doesn't understand Tais Viskash. You have to know how much water was used, and if you know how much water was used, so now I have the ratio, I have the proportion, X amount of mayim, kineged the dam, so now I'll use this X amount of mayim with a revius of dam. Now I know how a revius of dam looks in X amount of mayim. But I have to know the amount of mayim that was used. This kasha Dolchane asks. Taisvis does ask the kasha. Taisvis asks, why do I have to know with how much water was used to wash the beggar? Benir Lafarich. So Taisvis answers this kasha. Leinokat mayim b'mida. The reason he mentioned how much mayim was used, to wash the beged, ela mishum, shim yimtzu yais min amida shenosna reviyish leitztalchu lahavi mayim acherim, devada yotzu min aksus reviyish dam. So Taisva says, that what the Tosefta said, you should take a mayim b'mida, is the Tosefta wants to help you, that if you'll see, if you know how much mayim was used to make the kibbutz, and then you'll see that there's a revius more of mayim in this keli, so you'll know zikhe there was a revius of dam went out. So then you don't have to make any cheshbonos with maris. So the Tosefta said the first thing before we have to go to other oifanim of cheshben, first figure out how much water was used to be mechabes the ksus, and then measure the water after it's squeezed out from the ksus. And if you have a revius more of mashke that was used to wash the ksus, so you know klo that the revius of dam was squeezed out from the beggar. So you don't have to compare colors. So yitztalkalobi mayim achem, the vada yotzim iksus revi is dam. But the Tosefta says, avalim ein revi is dam yoysa, but you measured how much mayim was used. And now after you squeeze it out from the beggar, you do not have a revi is more of mashke. So Mamela, this biru, you don't have anymore. You don't have this biru. So then there's a second way to be mevara if there was a revius dam in the beggar. Oh, it's yavi revius dam. Then bring another revius dam. Umaysev all of mayim et shevein mayim v'dam kemidus orishoyna achas shetachabes moksus. Then bring a second revius dam. Add water till it'll be the same amount of liquid, like you have in the first keli, b'mareim shavat meim b'mlav tahiro. So that's how Tosfos said a teretz. Why did the Tosefta said an eitzah to measure the amount of mayim which was used lachabes hasaksus? Because the Tosefta wanted to make the oifen hamedida easier. That if you know the amount of the mayim, could be you won't have to bring bechlal other mayim and dam. If the amount of mashke was nitois of a revius, you know a revius dam, there was a revius dam and the beggar that came out. Umiyu kosher doktoni betesefta bereishim mei v'yayim achem v'akach toni v'noisen l'soyche revius dam. According to Tosfos, it's punfakel. How much mayim do you bring? You don't know how much mayim to bring. First you bring a revius dam. And then you add mayim till it'll be equal to the mashke that came out from the kvisa. So the seder is first dam and then mayim. After the dam you know how much mayim to add. The Loshon Tosefta would seem you bring first mayim and then dam. That is very unclear. How do you do that? You will not have a good cheshbon that way. Now we're speaking about a beged that was nivlan the beged, a revius dam, And now we said that if you can squeeze out this Rabbi's dam from the Beged, Ayidei Kibbutz, so it's considered you have a Rabbi's dam ba'en, and this dam, you have a Rabbi's dam ba'en, and this dam will be metama ba'oyo. Ve'imla, but if you can't squeeze out a Rabbi's dam through Kibbutz, so it's toil. So the Kalim and the Bayis are toil. So Taisva says, I have news for you, that the Emerson, even though through Kibbutz you are not capable of extracting a Rabbi's dam, there are other Eifanim which will make you capable of extracting the Rabbi's dam. Afal pi sheyidei atcha kayoytze Rabbi's dam kegoin al yidei hesek atano. That means if one puts a beged into a tano, so the heat of the tano can extract the dam, even though through kibbutz it doesn't go out. Oy al yidei tzofun. Or not a kibbutz b'mayim, a kibbutz with detergent, it could go out. So Taishvus is asking, so why does the Baraisa seem to say that the only oifen I say that it's tomei, if through kibbutz a revius can come out? There I found him that can come out, the kibbutz b'mayim. There I found him, even though through kibbutz it can't come out, but there I found him it will come out through hesekatano or through detergent. So Taisva says, kiven the bestam kibbutz en yochel lotzeis revizda. Since stam kibbutz, a revizda will not go out, is toira l'reish lokish, Mishum the dam tvusa de rabot. Now, there's a whole sugya in Mesechtes Nida. Why, if it doesn't come out through kibbutz, why is it toil? So, Reish Lakish learns over there like Rav Kahana's memory. It's speaking about dam tvusa, which dam tvusa is a de rabono. So Reish Lakish says, since the whole tuma of dam tvusa, that rabbon and the ketume, so there Chazal only said a revius of dam tvusa is considered a revius ben if it goes out through an easy process of kibbutz b'mayim. If it does not go out with an easy process of kibbutz b'mayim, even though it will go out by putting it into a tano or a yidei tzofen, in this tumid the rabbonon, Chazal considered, I don't have a revius ben. I don't have a revius that can go out from the balua of the beggar. So mamel, it's not metam. That's according to Reish Lakish. And that's how Reish Lakish learns the sugya mesechtes nida. Rabbi Yochanan has another mahalach. Rabbi Yochanan does not learn that God is talking about Dam Tvusa de Rabbonon. Rabbi Yochanan is a different mahalach in Gans. Rabbi Yochanan says that if a person makes a kibbutz and there's left dam, so since he's not makpid to get rid of this dam, so the dam becomes bottled to the beggar and it doesn't have a shame dam. Gets a shame beggar. So, Ula Rabbi Yochanan, the reason why you cheshbin with kibbutz b'mayim, and you don't make cheshbonis with hesed betano or kibbutz ayidei tzofen, mishum shein derech lahakpid olek shein yochel lotzeis b'kibbutz stam. Because whatever does not go out with a stam kibbutz, he's not makpid if he remains there. So, and the minute he's not marked, he comes bottled to the beggar. Kat zorg loimim besechet, need the perike ishe mitech, so give en zorg loimim yakam, we have to bring the whole sugi. Mikulai Reviya Ishanu Kan. So Rav Kahane said, yes, Rabbi, that's the kasha, we see Chazus and Milse, by Olo, Yidolek, Beget Shetzove, Beklipa Olo, Yidolek, and here we see, it's only Metame if you can squeeze it out of the Beget. That would remain in the Beget, cannot be Metame. So the Gemara answered, you know why? Because we're talking about a revius which is only metame midarabonam, a revius that's metame midarabonam. So Mamela, they said, if it cannot go out through kibbutz b'mayim, it's not metame. Hach sugye masik Rav Kahane benidali b'dereish lokish. Vachinami davke l'reish lokish tzorich ha'yishinuyi. This is the teretz that Reish Lakish does not hold the swell of Rabbi Yechon Rabbeinu Makbid. So Reish Lakish had to say the reason it's not Metame because we're talking about Dam Tvuse, and Dam Tvuse is a special group. So Rabbi Yechon Lekoshemidi Me'olatome. To the day, the criteria according to Rabbi Yechon is B'kpei de Tal Yemilse. And Rabbi Yochanan holds, Avulu Yevadam de Reise. Avulu Yevadam de Reise, that's Metama, if he's not makpid on the remnants that remain in the beged, so it doesn't have a shame dam, it has a shame beged. Umikol Mokim, so Taisvi says, according to Rabbi Yochanan, so Lechayre, we're talking about Adam de Reise. Ba'afal Pikin, it's not Metama. Umikol Mokim, Tzovai, Beklipe ola yidolek. Leshayich latiroi mitam dei makbid. Dinenu betseva venichalei. Haini makbid means it doesn't bother him. It is no cheshivis by him by dam. So we consider like it's non-existent. And it's, so it's not mitame. But by klipe ola, you can't say it's non-existent. He's not goyres. He is gewaldekano from the dai. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, the kasha didn't begin. Here it's totally ain't a makpid, and by that's why it's toil. If it doesn't the dam that doesn't come out after the kibbutz rishon is ain't a makpid, and here he the davka wants to die. Argama only brings down one mahalach. Avkana held like Reish Lakish. According to Rabbi Yochanan, there's another mahalach. That ends this sugya. And now we're going to start a shviyistik yisugya. Rave Rami, Rave asked Akasha, Tnan mimin hatsoivim. Now let us just see, before we start the sugya, let us just see, there's a taisvis mimin hatsoivim, so we'll appreciate what this is talking about. So they says, Reish in the Masnissen hochi isse be Mesech HaShviyis. Klal Godol Omru, Koshu Umachol Odom, Umachol Beheime, Umimin HaTzoivim. The Mishnah says a Klal, what has Kedushas Shviyis? There are certain things that don't have Kedushas Shviyis, and certain things that do have Kedushas Shviyis. So the Mishnah started by saying, Amachal Odom has Kedusha Shviyiz, Amachal Behem has Kedusha Shviyiz, Umimin HaTzoivim, and the things which are used as dyes also have Kedusha Shviyiz. Fine. That was the Hagdome to this Mishnah. Now the Mishnah is going to elaborate what falls into the category of Mimin HaTzoivim that has Kedusha Shviyiz. Tonight, we learned in our Mishnah, Mimin HaTzoivim, what falls into the categories of Mimin HaTzoivim that has Kedusha Shviyiz, Svichei Sitim V'Koitze. Now, Sitim V'Koitze, Sitim is, I think, a red dye, and Koitze is a blue dye, but these are types of plants which are used as dyes. Svichei Sitim means that it grew by itself. It wasn't planted. It grew by itself. So we'll see Rashi Rashi will explain, Rashi and Tais will explain why this has to be mentioned, but let's just go further. These things have Kedusha Shvius. These are dyes that have Kedusha Shvius. And if you sell it, so the money is nitvas b'kedusha shviyas. By shviyas is a very interesting halacha. When you sell shviyas, so the payers remain with kedusha shviyas, and the money also gets kedusha shviyas. You'll take this money, you'll buy something with the money, so then the kedusha shviyas goes off the money and goes on that which was purchased. But al kaponim, these are dinim of kedusha shviyas. So it says these dyes have they themselves have kedusha shviyas, ledmayim shviyas. Yesh lahen biyu, you have to get rid of these dyes mishasa biyu, ledmayim biyu, and the domim which was nitvas kedusha shviyas also you have to dispose of before this mana biyu. Fine. Alma. So what did the Gemara see from this Mishnah? Eitzim yesh behem mishum kedushas shviyas. That eitzim, that means this is not a peiri, this is an eitz. We'll see in Tosfos it was a sheirish, this was a root that was used, they used to use this root to die with. It's not a peiri, it's not a machalodim, it's not a bachalbeima. Yesh behem mishum kedushas shviyas. I see from this Mishnah, you don't need, Kedusha Shviyas doesn't have to be a Machal Odom, not a Machal Behem, even though it's an Eitz Balme, that's not Oymed L'Achila, it has Kedusha Shviyas. Fine. Remini, so let me ask you a question. Ale Kanim v'Ale Gefanim, I think these are different types of leaves. Shegivavon b'chovi al pnei asode. He gathered them together al pnei asode. He made an oitzer out of them. So, lakton l'achila, if the purpose of gathering together these alim is he wants they should be eaten, yesh b'mishum kedusha shviyas. It has a teiras machel. A machel is kedusha shviyas. La'etzim ain behem mishum kedusha shviyas. But if he's going to use this not for a machel, he's going to use this for fuel, doesn't have kedusha shviyas. So what is the kasha? So the kasha is that here it seems that these dyes, which are really shaloshim, it's not a machel, have kedusha shviyas. We learned this. Kedusha shviyas, the main kedusha shviyas, have the beer. It's has full fledged kedusha shviyas, even though it's not a machel. And here we see that in order there should be kedusha shviyas, it has to be oymed lachila. If it's not oymed lachila, doesn't have kedusha shviyas. And for the Gemara Umeshani, this was Rava's kasha, so Rava answered, Amar kro la'ochlo b'misha hanosoy u'biyuray shavin, yotzu eitzim shanosom achar biyuray. So now we learned a whole Megillah, now we have to see Rashi to understand the Gemara, what the Gemara is telling us. Zot Rashi. Svichei sitem v'kutze, gavda balaz, it's a type of a dye, I think a blue dye. Lochi noka, so that, we're talking about different types of dyes, a red dye, a blue dye. Lochi noka, svichei, why did he mention svichei? Svichei means that it grows by, it wasn't planted, it grew by itself. Some seeds fell, b'shas. Shaslakita, but it grew by itself without being planted. So why are we saying this? So Rashi says, this doesn't grow from a tree, and you're not allowed to plant in shviyas. So how do we have these dyes over here? We're speaking about an elachiyit. So Akoch is speaking about that it wasn't planted. It was, it grew by itself. The seeds fell by themselves, or and that's how it started growing. That's what you mentioned svichin. The Bishvi is lucky ella svichin. Now let us see the next Rashi. Yesh lahem v'lidmeyem shviyas. They have kedusha shviyas. Shein oisin mehem schoire. Rachmona oma li ochlo v'loy le schoire. V'osel izboye ben dahainu schoire. Now let us just stop here. So the Bnei Yeshua says pshat in this Rashi. There's a Rashi in Masecht HaSukkah. Rashi Masecht HaSukkah says as follows. The Torah told us how Peirah Shviyas have to be consumed. It says La'ochla. So La'ochla means that it has to be eaten and consumed in Shviyas. It can't be put away to derive benefit from it after Shviyas. It has to be used in Shviyas. Schayre means, the Isra of Schayre Rashi says, I'm putting it away lehistake. I'm gonna derive benefit from it later. I don't wanna use it now. I wanna put it away lehistake. That's the Isra Schayre. And the Isra Schayre Rashi learns as an Isra, you're not consuming it in Shviyas. You're putting it away to reap profits later. So Memele, if that's the Isra of Schayre according to Rashi, so according to Rashi, you're not allowed to die a beggar now, because after Shviyas, you're also going to reap benefits from it. You have a died beggar. So Rashi says the Issa to be Tzeveya, a beggar in Shviyas, the Yisoid of the Issa is because of Shchire. Because I am using Peirah Shviyas to derive benefit after Shviyas. That's not La'ochla. La'ochla means the benefits have to be eaten up and used up in Shviyas, not to be put away and to derive benefit later. Fine. So the Rashi started off by saying, Yesh lahem kedusha Shviyas. That means, don't make schayra with it. And that means, we're talking about the eyes. Don't die with it. You're not allowed to die with it. Also, let's boy. Fine. Avu motorim hein lahasikon koidim zman abir. Aina dum yedaloch. So the Minchas Yehuda explained. So the Gemara held a Deval. We're going to have the Gemara's going to change later, but Ba'asher Hushom. The Gemara held now that something that has Kedusha Shviyas has to be used La'ochla. Now, so what do you do with Eitzim? These are Eitzim, you mean not Tzoyvim, these are roots, you don't eat them, they're not edible. And it says La'ochla. Look, L'schayr, I understand. You have to use it. How do you use it now, La'ochla? So the Gemara held now, the Gemara's going to fall off on this, but the Gemara held now, La'ochla means, if it will be used, L'tzoyrach, Achille, so that's good. That you're allowed to use it for. What's the title, L'tzoyrach, Achille? Well, if you want to cook something, you need fuel. So Mamele, that is pshat in this Mishnah. Mimina tzoivim, I have a diet, that's roots, it's not a fruit, it's not a machel. Mimina tzoivim. So the din is, it has kedusha shviyas. So kedusha shviyas, I have to follow the guidelines of shviyas. It has to be consumed in shviyas, not to be put away for a book. Therefore, shviyas also. I can't use these dyes as I normally use them, because I'm deriving benefits after Shviyas. But what do I, what I do with it? I use it for fuel. And the fuel is La'ochla. But why, I mean fuel for cooking. That's called La'ochla. That was the Havamina of the Gemara. Halacha number two, Yesh lan biyur, kshemagiyah zman abiyur, when the zman abiyur comes, when it's called L'chayim min asodah, chayim levaro, kedersiv levahem tachol l'chayim. Kol lechayim in asoda. If there's not enough, there's nothing left for the chayim in asoda. Kol lebemtacha shebabayis. You have to be mevayir. Vahani svichi. These svichim eitz baalmaninu. It's an eitz. Fine. So it seems that there's Kedusha Shviyas by Eitzim. And it's Oymed La'achlo, which means it's Oymed to be fuel L'tzorech Achila. So the Gemara asks, Alma Eitzim Yesh Be'em Yishim Kedusha Shviyas V'raminu Alei Kanim Lotem La'achila Yesh Be'em Yishim Kedusha Shviyas La'eitzim Ein Be'em Yishim Kedusha Shviyas. So let's see what Rashi says. Givavom bechove, lasis mehem machboy. He gathered it together, these aleikanim. Oitza, the meisachayv. He gathered it together for an oitza. So it matters what his intent is to use these aleikanim for. If he intends to, for achile, so it has to do shashviz. But, if he intends to use it for Eitzim, so it's not a machel, so it doesn't have Kedusha Shviyas. Hey, b'mishum Kedusha Shviyas, v'yehene mehem aflach achaz manabiyo. So if it's not a machel, it doesn't have Kedusha Shviyas, period. So we have here a stira in two members. The first member says, that mimin hatsoivim has kedusha shviyas, but all halachas, and therefore Rashi says, so you have to use it la'achla, which means you have to use it for fuel to cook food. And here it says something that's not oimid la'achila, does b'chal doesn't have kedusha shviyas. Umishani, now what did Rava say at Teretz? So Rava said, it's a very interesting Teretz. You're learning the whole thing completely wrong. La'achla, that what it says, la'achla, and it seems kedushas shviyas is dependent on something that's oimed la'achla. La'achla is a dugme. La'achla is a dugme. It's eating, but everything else similar. That the benefit derived from it is dumya de la'achla, we'll see in a minute what we mean, that is kedusha shviyas. If the benefit derived is not similar to la'achla, that doesn't have kedusha shviyas. Now what does that mean? Hanosoi ubiyurei shavin. Shanoson ubiyurem shavin. Dovo shebishas hanosoi kolo min ha'ilo. That means like this. La'achla, one derives benefit from food. Fine. Now, the benefit he derives from food is not a slow motion procedure. That means he chews the food becomes nichle, and then, and after he eats it, so hanoas achila comes right after hanoas, after the kiloy. So hanoson ubiyuron shavu. Eitzim, we'll see Rashi's gonna say later, Eitzim, they never baked with wood. They baked on coals. So Memele, so if you want to use Eitzim for baking, you know what you did? First you made coals out of them. That's number one. After you have coals, now I go and I take these coals and I bake with them. That's called, that is not Tumya to the Ochlo. That first you were mavayir it, you got rid of the eitzim, and then you get benefit from it. That is not dumya de la'achla. Dumya de la'achla we mean, means that the hanoah that you're deriving from it has to come either bebasachas or right after the bil. Hanoson ubiyuman shabbat. If the destruction and the hanoah come simultaneously, that is Kedusha Shviyas. That's a Taitz La'achla. La'achla is a Moshel and a Nimshel. So Memele, something that has Hanos and a Biyur and Shavah, that is Kedusha Shviyas. Something that ain't Hanos and a Biyur and Shavah, that Hanos comes much later after the Biyurim, that doesn't have Kedusha Shviyas. So Memele, so let us see. When he's deriving hano, then it just was, there was nichle min oilo. Yotzu eitzim shela acha biyuron. After they're destroyed, Shenasis zenasim gecholim, and now they became coals. Who davi ikera nosom? Then I can first derive benefit from it. Then I can use it for fuel for baking. So the hano comes much later after the beer. Fine. So memela, so that doesn't have kedusha shviyah. So now, let's go. We had akasha. We had akasha that it says by Ali Kanim, if it was lochtom le'etzim, it doesn't have kedusha shviyah. So yeah, 100%. Because lochtom le'etzim, so the hano comes after the beer, not simultaneously with the beer. Something that the hano comes after the beer doesn't have kedusha shviyah. Now, yotzo eitzim shalach abiyum shnasim gecholim udave ikar hanosim dan yevano. Avo minei tzevoy. Now let us go to the dye. That we they said the dye does have kedusha shviyah. Bishas yisichas hayoyre kola hashayrish. When you put a dye into a pot, you cook up the dye, so the shayrish, with the roots that the dye comes from, disintegrates, and you have a dye. So the dye comes simultaneously with the disintegration of the shoshim. Oh, that's tumya dachila. So therefore, now you had akasha. I see minei hatzoivim has kedusha shviyas. It's not a machol, and it has kedusha shviyas. I learned eitzim don't have kedusha shviyas. 100%. You're right. Eitzim don't have kedusha shviyas because eitzim, the hanoah of eitzim, does not come simultaneously with the kiloyim. That's not dumya dachila. When the Torah told us what is kedusha shviyas, so the Torah gave us a dugme lo ochlo, something that is dumya dachila. That's a nosam biyuron shavet. So memela dai is also a nosam biyuron shavet. That's kedusha shviyas. Eitzim, which are used for fuels, ain't a nosam biyuron shavet. Hilka chaylai shviyas. Fine. Let's go a little further. So I hear now these new guidelines already. It's not totally in machol, it's totally in the, if the benefit is derived simultaneously with the kiloyim, it has kedusha shviyas. The benefit is derived later, it doesn't have kedusha shviyas. So now I understand we need tzavoyim have kedusha shviyas. Eitzim don't have kedusha shviyas. So the Gemara has the kasha. Vayike eitzim de mishchon da nosna biyuren shav. Tzimo says now, you said a statement that eitzim is a nosna ache biyur. That's true. That's if you're going to use it to bake with. So then the ikar no is first you make it into coals and then you bake. In fact, the gemar vayike eitzim de mishchon, this is called pine wood. Shemeirin kiner vanuka vavuka lenoisen biyodi. This is used as a torch. This is used as a torch, so this is hanosan the biyulan shavet. Teichel alayu shviyis, so let kedusha shviyis bichal on pine wood. It's a torch. You tell me, the word laochla is a dugme. It has to be hanosan the biyulan shavet. So memele, and you tell me all eight besides die is doesn't have kedusha shviyis. It's not true. There's some eitzim which are. Which are dumya de lochlo, anosn biyurin shavet. Omer Rove stav eitzim lahasokya einayim. So, we'll see in Taisus explains Rashi that the Gemara answers, you're 100% right. You'll use it for a torch as anosn biyurin shavet, but you're going to make a statistic. These eitzim de mishchon, what is the major use of them? You can use it for a torch, but not aimed for torches. It's aimed to bake with. So since the Iker Shimush of these Eitzim is also Hanosan Ache B'Yurim, it doesn't have Kedusha Shviyas. Right? So I'm sticking to my guns. This is the Yesoid, the Yesoidus of Kedusha Shviyas. It has to be at such a mean that the No comes simultaneously with the Kiloy. Now, let's see what Rashi says. Stam eitzim lasoka nidno. V'loi lahoya. Hilkach eitzim nidno. So that's why eitzim the mishmose v'din av eitzim. Let me kdusha shviyas. und mi kore loi chala lai ur schwiz. Now, we're going to have, let's just understand that Rashi is now a tremendous problem. And let's be magnum the problem before we see Rashi's status. We have now guidelines that Kedushish Shviyas is chal on something that anosan obiyuran shabbat. And that is not only a machel, mimina tzoivim, things that are used for dyes, so it's also called anosan biyuran shabbat. Rashi explained, when you cook up the dye, the root disintegrates and the water is scaled to tzeva. Yes, klushishvis, kibbaldik. Now, are you allowed to die in Shviyas? So Tosfos said, Rashi had said, no, Rashi it is because dying is a usage that's going to, you can derive benefit from it after Shviyas. You're using the beggar after Shviyas. So it has Kedusha Shviyas, but because it's oimet for dying, but you can't die with it, because that's called La'ach B'lo Yischoyah. The problem is as follows. It has Kedusha Shviyas because because it's aimed for dying, and dying is anosana birun shabbat. Right. But you're not allowed to die in Shviyas because it's called the Shviyas. Right. So, Lagabi, what din does it have Kedusha Shviyas? To use it for Eitzim? As she said before, you use it for Hasaka. Now, Hasaka, we're going to later see in the sugya that these Tanoim of Hanos and Biurin Shove has two distinct halachas. Number one, if you want to know what mean has Kedusha Shviyas, it has to be mean that Hanos and Biurin Shove. Number two, what Shimush can you use from Peirishviyas? Dum yidalochla is halos and biyuran shava. So now we have to scratch our heads. It's abuyim de kemais over here. We have over here the dye. That why does it have kedusha shviyas? Because halos and biyuran shava. Because the dye is halos and biyuran shava. Now I ask a pertinent question: are you allowed to die chas v'sholem? Not allowed to die in shviyas because it's schreira. So what do I have to use before the beer? But you burn it. You burn it as Eitzim. But Eitzim is not Hanosan B'Yuman Shavah. So I'm using it a Shimush, but Kedusha Shviz is not allowed to be used. Kedusha Shviz should be used La'ochla or anything similar La'ochla. So the only thing I can use it for is dye. But you're talking about how to use it for dye. So what I use it for burning. I allowed to use it for burning. This is the problem, which is a major problem, according to Rashi. Now, let me just say one word before we go further, according to Rashi, because I think we had mentioned yesterday, the Taisus Rabbeinu Peretz does not learn like Rashi that Tzviya is also al Tzchoyro. Rashi said a whole Megillah over here. Taisus Rabbeinu Peretz learns, he has a Mishnah, you're allowed to be Tzvei, Gizun, you want to be Tzvei before this man Abir, Gizun, to hate, you're allowed to do that. You're allowed to be Tzvei after this man Abir. A beged, shetzovi beklipa shviz yidolik means after this manabi, you won't have to use it anymore. You use it for that, then you have to burn it. Before this manabi, you've covered godel. So according to the Taisa of the Peretz, there's no problem whatsoever. There's no problem. It's anosin of yuran shove tzviya, and you should be allowed to be tzvei. It's like laochla. Just make sure you do before this manabi. But Rashi has a tremendous problem. That's we have to appreciate. Before we learn this Rashi, we have to appreciate where we have a problem here. Stam eitzim la'asoka nitnu, v'loy lahoya. Hilkach eitzim nitnu. So you don't look that it can't be used for a torch, but it's not aimed for a torch, it's aimed for... U'mikor lechal alay shvi. So it's not chal kedusha shvi, it's an eitzim. Havo Svichei Sitim, Stomam Letzviya, it's Aymet for Tzviya. Hilkach Chalalaya Kedusha Shviyas. Vasiri La'acher Habir, so this Kedusha Shviyas, Afla hesek. So after the beer, you're not allowed to use it for kindling wood. But before the beer, you're allowed to use it for kindling wood. It's kancha ilaben. How you allowed to use it for kindling wood? This is ein anosim b'yuran shava. But let's just go a little further. Malikanim ukfanim yesha oichlam oisim. V'yesha masikin oisim. Hilkach bosa machshevis lakita ozlina. Fine. So al-kaponim, this kasha, to live easy, let us just say a teretz that the Midrash David says, there's a Kesef Mishneh that says that this halacha, that the benefits that you derive have to be also dumya de la ochla, and has to be anosim b'yuran shove, that is dafke if it is a machl. If the etzem zach is a machl, so all benefits derived have to be anosim b'yuran shove. But if it is not a machl, you don't need anosim b'yuran shove, you zarei from a Kesef Mishneh. So memele, the Migdash David wants to say, this is pshat in Rashi, that Rashi held that hesek is mutter, even though the usage of hesek is hanosan ache b'yuram, ba'al koponim, it's this tnai, which we'll learn later in the sugya, that you need a shimush of hanosan b'yuram shavu that's dafka by a machl. Since this is not a machl, so we can make a shimush of anosan ache biyuram, therefore you can make a soke, but that's still this manabiyah. After this manabiyah, this is also.